tuned in to the Community Cats Podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats Podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 30 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. And today we are speaking with Alexa Kyler. And Alexa is a software developer, cat rescuer, who's involved in TNR and volunteering at a cat rescue, but is also, most importantly, in my world, creator of the Trapper Aid Initiative. Alexa, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much.
Before we jump into the development of Trapper Aid and your work as a software developer, et cetera, I'd love to know, how'd you get to be so passionate about cats?
Me and my husband, we have many, but it's a classified information. I just don't reveal how many. But, you know, it's just started that I always loved cats. We had, cats at home in Poland, right? My parents. Once I started to live on my own, I got my own cat. And then I met my husband and he had a cat, two cats. So we all ended up with a lot of cats. And then we did as well TNR. My husband actually was doing TNR. And this is a funny thing because this is how I discovered TNR for the first time when I met him. I started to date him and he told me about TNR. And I had been living in US by then like 10 years and I never heard about TNR. I sort of didn't know even what TNR stands for, but I know a lot of people were doing cat rescue. They were helping cats on the streets. And I even lived with one lady, Polish lady, that had 20 cats in her house. And she was like, I didn't know at the time what she was doing. Okay. But it looked crazy. I'm sorry, but that's how it looked. But she was rescuing them, spaying, neutering them, and then adopting them out. But she wasn't like official rescue, but that's what she was doing. And, you know, then I realized later, okay, this is actually TNR. This is what the people do. So yes, I met Alex and he told me more about it from professional perspective, what it stands for, that this actually initiative and movement, and this is something huge. So I got involved as well.
How did you take that understanding of seeing sort of chaotic cat life out there and move it into a proposed app called Trapper Aid? I mean, what was it that you saw in order to put this together? And what stage of development is it in at this point in time?
That's a good question. So I will be honest, I was working on my portfolio. So when I said like software developer, it's a very broad name. I can call myself designer, UX, UI designer, a little bit of app development, so software developer. But I just was building my portfolio and I spoke with Alex about trapping the cats. I noticed there's so many difficulties while doing this and there's so much need to help the cats on the street. There's no money, no holding space, no transport. And I decided to conduct an interview and survey within cat rescuers to learn more about this world and to see how potentially, and if there's any need for creating an app or software that could help those people. And that was just an idea. Okay, let's interview those people and try to discover it. Maybe there's something that potentially could be built to help them, but it was nothing serious. So I interview people like, you know, people who perform TNR that are many years in this. I just surveyed the people on Facebook groups, on many TNR Facebook groups. And I got many responses and I analyzed them and figured it out. I've been told by these people that TNR is very difficult. First of all, there's no money. People pay out of their own pockets for spay-neuter surgeries. The access to allow spay-neuter appointments is very limited. Some people have an access to ASPCA scheduler software appointment, but many people can't access it. Like ASPCA doesn't accept new members, right? So there's so much going on, but it's not for everyone. And there's a lot of cat rescues, nonprofits, so many organizations that they do something on their own. They help, but they sort of disjoint. They're not centralized or connected. So I learned a lot of about this world. The other issue, I've been told that holding spaces are huge. It's a huge thing. Lack of holding space prevent a lot of people of doing TNR because they cannot just host a cat at the small apartments, right? And the cat needs 3 days to recover after the surgery. And the transport, which is big issue in New York City because people don't own cars, or if they do, it's expensive, and many times they have to use Ubers, which is even more money to perform TNR, right? So I learned everything about all these issues. As a designer, software developer, it's creating a product. Your goal is to figure it out what is the most important and how you could possibly solve these issues with an application, right, or software. So I concluded that the most important issues are lack of funding, lack of holding space, and lack of transport. So the idea was to create a platform that could provide these services to the people that perform TNR to cat rescuers. And I'm not sure if you would like to hear right now how exactly the platform would work, or is just, you know, for right now, it's okay. But generally, to sum up, I conducted the interview, and based on my findings, I came with an idea.
Yeah, just to clarify, you're really focused sort of on that New York City area. So it was not like a national questionnaire, and you're sort of trying to understand what the pain points are in a very urban area. And New York City has changed dramatically because of the level of inability to access even veterinary appointments also. So I'm surprised you didn't even mention the lack of access to veterinary appointments, because my sense is that's also very challenged. For years in the 90s and in the early 2000s, New York City was blessed. They had a lot of free or very affordable spay-neuter services. And then it went from one end of the spectrum now to the other, which people are saying it's easier to get tickets to Taylor Swift than it is to get a veterinary appointment. So unfortunately, I think New York City has gone from one side of very progressive, and now it's this other side, and they're trying to have to remake and redevelop systems. I've also said, from an app standpoint, in my dream, I would love to have vet appointment app, because people make calls and they're going around and they have to spend all this time trying to even access appointments, and not even talking about what the price points are, but even just getting an appointment is challenging in itself. And so I'd say that's probably another component or challenge out there. And the reality is trap, neuter, turn, and dealing with our community cats is not an organization run initiative. We don't have one overarching organization helping to manage this. It's very much either individual or small 501c3 rescue groups, and they're kind of hodgepodging it all together. And sort of like, my hope is that there will be some ways to bring us all together. So yeah, let's try to describe in a scenario how this app would work for, say, an individual trapper in New York City.
Yes. So basically, you mentioned about lack of veterinary appointments. Yes, it's a big thing as well, but it's so many issues, and I've been told as well about it. So that, you know, the platform as well would include a feature to schedule an appointment with a veterinary clinic. So this is huge. But, you know, I have to explain as well why overall idea I just presented, and I will continue to explain, is difficult to build, because that's also an obstacle that we have to deal with and take into the consideration how possible is to do it. So answering your question, you said how that would work. I try to be very simple, but I know, you know, it might be complicated. But in the simple word, you are a cat rescuer and you just register on the platform. You go through a verification process, and then you are inside a platform. You can choose, you are inside your profile, and then you choose a role that you would like to perform on the platform. You can either raise the money for your colony cats, you can provide a holding place to a colony cats, or you can provide a platform or assisting in trapping. So basically, think about it like, you are a cat rescuer, but you also sign up to the platform and advertise a service that you can help possibly to the other cat rescuer. Let's say you have a large house and you say, hey guys, I can provide a holding space. So please come and, you know, find my information about my house and get connect with me and use my place. The same it's about with your car. You have a car and you say, okay, I can drive. And the other person, it's, you know, performing TNR. So it's saying, okay, I'm actually person who do TNR out there and work with the cats. So I'm going to be a trapper. So I'm not sure if this is all clear because I know it's confusing, but that's how it would be like more exchanging services between each other. And I know that this model works already in small groups. There are some friends of friends that they actually divided themselves into roles. One person is driving, the other is providing holding space, and the other is actually trapping the cats. And this is working very well between groups. And so the initial idea was to having something like this, but in the broader perspective. I know there's a lot of problems involved that might, it's not that easy how it sounds, and many people might not cooperate with each other. So our idea is just an idea. It doesn't mean it might work, right? So that was the thing. And the other feature on the platform would be providing the people to schedule veterinary appointment, which would be helpful. And that would be done in a very fast way, and which is important. And you don't have to fight for these spay neuter appointments. This is the huge thing, because for right now, many people fight for the appointments. That creates a lot of resentment, hatred, anger, and generally, like, people hate each other. I have this kind of impression that because there's so little resources, especially like low cost spay neuter appointments, that, well, let's say that people can't afford to pay $200 or $300 or even more for surgery, right? And they just try to get this $45 ASPCA appointment or $100 appointment. But these appointments are very little out there. So that also was the idea to eliminate this and just provide the people very straightforward way to book the appointment. So yes, and I mentioned as well fundraising. Again, it's not a like confusing thing, but I hope it's going to be clear more when I will tell about it. Fundraising, what I mean, like, you can raise money for your colony cats. Let's say you are a caretaker or a trapper. Usually trappers are as well colony caretakers, but I know this might be not the case. But you have a calling that you have to spay and neuter, and you have to focus on this colony. It's important to focus and finish all the cats rather than go and start TNRing somewhere else, because we all know that we have to always focus on one place, right? So you register your colony cats, and you just give basic information about this colony, like how many cats do you have over there? Let's say 10. Are there any cats that need immediate medical treatment? Some cats are sick, coughing, and broken lips. This all's happening. Then you say, maybe some cats who had been TNR, are they having clip ears? You know, sometimes happening. So you basically give basic information and you submit those colony cats to the platform, and the platform is raising the money for you, for these cats. And the idea was for you as a trapper to have an instant access to those funds that are raised for your colony cats. And you can use these funds only at the veterinary clinics. So how would that work? Let's say your colony raised $2,000, then you use these funds at the vet for spay neuter appointment or unexpected medical treatments, because things happen. But the idea was that you don't physically have actually access to this money. You cannot put the hand on the cash and say, okay, that's mine. You just go to the veterinary clinic, make an instant transfer from the platform to pay the bill. Or the other idea was as well that you would be using a debit card issued by the platform. But this is very expensive to implement, but that would be something possible maybe in the future, okay? But the idea is that the money would go to the right cause. You can only use it at the vet. No, nowhere else, okay? So I think that would ensure the people that donate to this cause that, okay, the people, trappers, they do amazing job. They do the hard job. And they need the help, financial help, in order to perform that. Because for right now, everyone's running on credit cards. For how long it's going to be? I don't know, right? So I think this would make some sense. And this way, we could ensure the money would go where it should, to the people that actually do the job. And we will know 100%, okay, this is for the cats. So that was the idea. But again, idea is an idea. Yeah, I hope I just explained that clearly.
No, it's great. No, that's wonderful. And are you initially going to just focus on the New York City area, or would this apply on a wider range?
To be honest, with building a software, it's smart to start small. Because it costs a lot of money to build a system like this. And if you would focus right away of the entire United States, oh my God, I would have to be a millionaire in order to be able even to do it and think about it. But I think it would be smart to start from maybe New York City or even one borough, Queens, Brooklyn, to see and test if this is actually working as well. Because, you know, it sounds good. It sounds like, oh, that would be great. But it might not work in the live, you know, world scenario, because there's so many issues involved and people not cooperating, people having, you know, not liking the system. How is it? Maybe people not trusting as well this, because it's like something like, for example, colony cats. People will have questions. Okay, but do I have to give my colony location? My answer would be no. The platform would be not taking colony location, the exact colony location. This is confidential. That should be kept to the trapper. Maybe just general idea where you know, colony is located. Okay, in Richwood, Queens, or maybe Astoria. So that would help with data that, okay, this is how many colonies are actually in Queens, and they had been in, and this is the number of cats that had been helped and spayed and neutered. I know that something like this already exists with in neighborhood cats, I guess. They have already database for that. But again, when we would create the fundraisers for colony cats, it would be as well good to have this information maybe for the government. So they would be willing to provide some resources and will be like, okay, these cats need help. And here's the data actually that this is working and these people need help. It's always good to have that to attract more donors.
What happens to cats when disaster strikes? The Lahaina wildfire left behind hundreds of surviving cats, but thanks to a coordinated rescue effort, many were saved. Now the experts behind that response are sharing their insights, from on-the-ground rescues to reunification and placement. On May 13th, from 1 to 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time, join those who are on the ground in Maui for a vital discussion on disaster preparedness for cats. Learn how to rescue and find outcomes for cats in crisis and how you can prepare your own community. Sign up now at communitycatspodcast.com/recover because no cat should be left behind.
In a recent study, 97% of respondents said that pets are family. Communities can play a vital role in helping to keep families together, whether it's reuniting lost pets with their owners, donating pet supplies or funds for pet owners in need, or offering short or long-term fostering. People can help keep pets and their people together. We just have to show them how. Did you know there are resources you can use to help bring attention to the programs you offer to help them do just that? From public service announcements, short videos, printable posters, online and social graphics, and much more. Find your resources at www.petsandpeopletogether.org/campaign-resources. #BeAHelper. Are you a proud cat parent looking for the perfect, affordable health care for your kitty? Well, look no further than the Community Cat Clinic, conveniently located in Woodstock, Georgia, just north of Atlanta and not too far from the Tennessee and South Carolina borders. The health and happiness of all cats are the top priorities at this feline-only hospital. From preventative care, spay, neuter, and vaccines, to specialized and innovative treatments like full-mouth dental, ultrasound, radio, iodine therapy, emergency blockage cases. They've got your cat's well-being covered. For the TNR community and local shelters, they offer easy-to-access, low-cost spay-neuter services and volume appointments. So if you want to do a large TNR project, this is the clinic you want to go to. It's worth the extra trip. Appointments are available most days. Check out the Community Cat Clinic online at communitycatclinic.com or visit them in person at the Walmart Shopping Center at the Shops of Trickum on Highway 92 at Trickum Road in Woodstock, Georgia. More per, less price. As a software developer, so this is a project that you've been working on just on your own. You created a website called catcrisispossiblesolution.com, which I think is sort of puts the case study out as to why we need this app. But you're the only developer at this point in time working on it?
Yes. So it's I'm working on this on my own and just spreading awareness right now, talking to the people that maybe it would be nice in the future. I'm not saying maybe it's possible now, but in the future to think about building something like that could help. And it doesn't have to be exact copy of what I just said, because to be honest, I as well consulted many other people. And I know that financially that would be very difficult to build. You really need a lot of money if you want to put all these services together right away. And yes, there's many options like a tech combinators and tech accelerators. You know, you can go, like I can go two paths, either a startup or nonprofit. Both things, they have different rules, right? So with startup, definitely I would be able to raise a lot of money, right? But the thing is, like, investors would ask me, okay, how you would monetize, because we want to get something from it. And at this point, I don't really envision this as something that would be making money. It's more about actually helping and giving the money to the people. So I think it's better nonprofit. But the thing with nonprofits is, like, they have a certain rules and laws that you have to abide with. And my question would be, can I give the money, give the money to the people for the cats through the fundraisers, or would that be against the nonprofit's laws? Because nonprofit says that they have a very limited, they control how we can distribute the money, like how the nonprofits can distribute the money, that has to be controlled, right? So again, I am not a lawyer, so it's harder for me to determine that. But if I think about it farther, it's not like I physically want to give the cash to the people, to their hands, right? So it's just allowing them access to the funds so they can do a good thing with it. So possibly this solution might be accepted by the laws of nonprofit and be allowed. But the thing is, it's unknown. And I don't know. That might be an obstacle to implement this kind of system to help the people and be a nonprofit, as this might be against the rules.
Yeah. Well, I think there are some models. If the payment is going directly to the veterinarians, you'll probably be okay.
Yes, that's what I was having feeling about it. I think it should be okay, but, you know, it would be probably good to check as well with some attorney.
So this is in the structural planning stage, feasibility analysis. And that's where a lot of our TNR organizations are too. There are a lot of new groups forming. In communities, I think there's a lot of new excitement, growth, and energy all across the country. So the questions that you're asking are whether to be a 501c3, a nonprofit, are questions that other folks are asking too.
Yes.
But if folks are interested in finding out more about the work that you're doing, they really should go look at that catcrisispossiblesolution.com page. Is that the place where they should go?
Yes, it's actually old by now, but I just want to mention something recently that I realized about this platform that, you know, as I said at the beginning, building it from scratch, including all the features and services, it's quite of impossible without significant cash. But recently I concluded that actually starting from just one feature would be a good start. And why not? I call it Trapper Aid. It's a very broad, right? Helping a trapper. But right now I am pivoting more into a slightly different idea, a trapper care. And that would be just one feature. People sign up their cat colonies on the platform, and the platform is raising the money for them, for this colony. And the only option that people would have is just use these funds at the veterinary office. And that would be just one feature. It would work. It would help a lot of, and would be easy to build. And with minimum amount of money, and it would be possible to handle for one person or for two, three, four, whatever is needed at the beginning. So I think that would be a better direction. Just start very small with one feature and see if this is working, if people like it, and if this have a possibility to grow into something bigger, or if not, stay small the way it is, but still helping a lot of, because I think delivering funds to the people to perform TNR might be very helpful.
Oh, I think funding and access to veterinary appointments are always the two top issues whenever I do a poll out there. And so I think that if you want to tackle one of those, and to be honest, I can't even think of a fundraising platform out there. I mean, other than one that you set up on your own, but there's a lot of platforms out there raising money for this cat or dog needing an adoptive home and all that. But there's very little out there that's specifically focused to community cat funding support. So that, I think, would be, I like that pivot, put it that way. I do like that idea. Alexa, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we close out today?
Yes. So basically, I noticed that many people struggle with doing everything on their own. When you are rescuing cats, usually those people as well have a full-time jobs. Sometimes they are retired, but it's just impossible to do everything on your own. Trapping cats, rescuing them, bringing them to vets, taking care of sick cats, feeding them, it's so much work. And on top of that, you have to as well raise the money to maybe get that money back, or just it's too much. And I think that the cat community should possibly, I'm just saying, like in the perfect world, work all together. And if some people can just focus on raising money, like Gen Z, millennials, Gen Z, they live online, and just distributing all this money to those people that do TNR, perform it. So I think just connecting everyone together and to, I maybe it sounds impossible, and I know it's like, Alexa, you live a dream, but I think like more collaboration is needed and less fighting and just less ego sometimes as well, because I just have to say that, but you know, a lot of ego is involved in all these nonprofits as well, just for the greater good of the cats. And I think that would be needed to, I don't know, having more events maybe together, or just with all organizations invited and working together on the one solution. And just, you know, I think that would be great if that would be possible to collaborate like this in the future.
I do think in certain regions around the country, there are places where organizations play in the sandbox better together, or at least get into the sandbox together. I did a presentation, and I'm happy to offer this presentation anywhere, on what is your why and what's your role in the feline ecosystem. So getting everybody in the room and understanding, all right, you might only be interested in doing bottle baby kittens, but why should I then accuse you for leaving the moms behind when there needs to be somebody else that can help with getting the moms trapped and that kind of thing? And sort of trying to be respectful of the fact that there are roles. We don't have to play all the roles out there. We can be one or two of them. I used to spend 80% of my time doing fundraising for the Merrimack River Feline Rescue. I wasn't out there trapping cats until 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would never bottle feed a kitten in my life. I like my sleep way too much. But, you know, to have somebody come at me and say, well, you should be bottle feeding kittens or else they're going to be dying, that from my perspective, that's not fair.
Yes.
And so I think we need to just be able to communicate, well, this is my role. This is what I can give to the cause. And we need to be respectful. Now, we also have to identify those gaps. What's missing in that puzzle? And then how do we find people to fill those spots other than ourselves?
Yes, definitely bringing different expertise. Everyone is good at something, but you cannot be good at everything. And I think like a lot of young people, they bring a lot of tech skills, which are needed to advance this. And I think this is great. Let them focus on that. There's a lot of people that are excellent trappers, amazing trappers, but I don't consider myself to be super skillful. But, you know, we all have to know what we are good at. And without, you know, hatred and without trying to be better than someone else, or this is not necessary. Everyone is important in this circle. And of course, I will always say trappers are amazing. People that actually go over there in the cold and warm and wait for hours. So I know how TNR looks. I did that. It's very difficult and many things can happen. So I think starting from helping those heroes, it would be a first great step.
Yep. Excellent. Well, Alexa, really want to thank you for taking time to join us today and for being a guest on the show. And hopefully you'll keep us updated on Trapper Aid and let us know how things are going, and we'll have you on again in the future.
That's it for this week. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. We love to hear what you think, and a 5-star review really helps others find the show. You can also join the conversation with listeners, cat caretakers, and me on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to hit follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single show. Thanks for listening, and thank you for everything that you do to help create a safe and healthy world for cats.